American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we are back here for hour two of the National Intel Report. Richard Carey filling in for William Rapillum on his Wednesday National Intel. And I have, well, of course, this is the 26th of April, 2023. And I have William telling us he'll be back next week. He apologizes. We have Paul in California here and Davis Lerman. And it seems we already have the phones lit up, gentlemen.
Oh, boy.
Let's go right. Well, yeah, no, I look forward to hearing, you know, responses from each of you gentlemen to the callers. Feel welcome to just jump in, Davis, you know, if you have a thought, and, you know, I'll contribute if I have something I'd like to add. Gregory in California is first. Gregory, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
So much. Well, thank you so much again. I just heard the beepy. Say, I've been a listener for 20-some-odd years now, and I've come to the conclusion, and I think that for a solution, that we could have two parties. I'm promoting two parties. One is, let me ask you a question. What was the law that was in place when we kicked that stinky butt King George out of the States? What? So I would call it the Articles of Confederation Party and go back to that, which is a lot smaller and a lot more comprehensible to all those people. You get into the Constitution, even though it's small and seemingly simple, those words have double meanings, sport tongue type, not good stuff in it. And like you said, this is why we find ourselves in the condition we are in now. That and the currency that we've been coerced into utilizing for so many, well, over 100 years. And from what I've read, no currency, you know, a fiat script lasts for more than 100 years. I personally call them Satan slave shekels or tokens or whatnot. But that would be solutions if you want to start a new party. Or I like the party, and that's what I kind of been doing all along for the last 20 years, because I don't see anybody with any get up and go, and it's all gone up and went. Nobody wants to really actually, except for guys like Mark Passio that just have passion up the yin-yang, and we're trying to get, well, like you guys too, trying to get people together, but too little too late, man. It's sad, but, well, it breaks my heart, but...
First of all, okay, it's never too little, too late as far as I'm concerned. I've never been interested in, you know, any kind of negative or defeatist talk or thought, because, first of all, nothing comes of it. It's no good. And second of all, in my opinion, we've already, quote, lost, so there's nowhere to go but up, okay? And look, here's the thing, okay, regarding to the Articles of Confederation. I don't claim a lot of knowledge about the so-called Constitution or the Articles of Confederation. I've had a passing interest in both. I've listened to a lot of Mike Gatti and other sorts of people talk about the Constitution, and I pretty much come on, I side with their take. I've also owned and have gone through the book called The Constitution of No Authority by Lysander Spooner, written quite a while ago. But here's the thing. What we really need is an Articles of Racial Confederation, okay? We don't really need a piece of paper or a philosophy. And if you get, you started out by what was, you know, what was the law, quote unquote, or, you know, kicking King George out of the country. Well, ultimately, no matter what kind of piece of paper you wave around, gunfire ended up winning that war, right?
That came down to a war.
They were trying to force us to accept their currency. They had already attempted multiple underminings of the Continental. Okay, there's an old expression, "worthless as a Continental."
And it's they were printing them. They were counterfeiting them.
Yeah, exactly correct. They flooded the colonies with so-called counterfeit Continentals. It really was an economic war that became a physical war, and apparently, according to history, we won the physical war. But ultimately, we lost the economic war. So, in my opinion, it's time to win both again.
Why stop at the Articles, right? I mean, going back is good. So, forget the Articles. Let's go back to Habeas Corpus Act of 1779. Or no. Let's go back even further. Let's go back to what's called the Textus Rothensis, which like is this unique manuscript predating the Magna Carta by 100 years that limited the powers after Norman conquest. Or maybe we go before then. Let's go back to caveman drawings, and we can see what happens here. If we go back and just do it all over again, guess what we're going to get? This. How do I know? Look around. So, sorry. Thanks, but no thanks. Not interested in going back and doing these constitutional revisionists. No. That's been done.
Well, I must say, appreciate your enthusiasm and positivity. It's that's good to hear. You helped me get my ugly butt out of my ugly head. Yeah. And put a different spin on things. You know, you guys are therapeutical, too. Shekels that I turn in every month, or well spent, I must say.
yes, well, that's our
good
attention.
Advertisement.
We're opening but, right,
yeah,
therapy,
that's all I got for now. I shall let you go and listen. Thank you so much.
Very good.
Richard, you there?
Okay,
you
well.
To the next caller?
Yeah, okay, well, I guess... Well, wait, Paul, is there something else you'd like to add before we go to another call?
Next call. Chris Pace, please.
Yeah, quick takes. That'd be great.
Yes. I'm just trying to bring my info back up there. I don't know where I got off to. Charlie in Florida. There we go. Charlie, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey. Yeah, I just wanted to comment on what you started out with was this Mike Keene tape, you know. I listened to that before. I'd heard it already once before. And, you know, I've read a lot of Mike Keene's books. I like him. I think he's on to stuff. But this, I've talked to him several times on through email and through comments on his different channels and stuff. And he just believes this Q stuff. And I don't know what it is, but it's like he's getting so far out there now with this, like this last video. I don't know where it's coming. I think it's affecting his mind. I mean, I really don't understand where people can honestly believe in this stuff. I mean, I don't get it. You know, that Trump's still in charge, and no matter what you say, they want to come up with some kind of reason like, oh, I say, well, if Trump's in charge, would he have us fighting over there and the Ukraine and Russia and all that. Now, yeah, oh, we're not really fighting or something. You know, this is all just a big show. You know, I can't get it. I just don't get it. I really don't. I like a lot of the things that Mike King has come out with in the past. He's opened my eyes to a lot of things. But I'll tell you another one that buys into all this stuff, and I've gone round and round with, is that John B. Wells. He believes this stuff too. I mean, when these guys get this dug in into this philosophy or this idea that Trump's still in charge, I don't know how to, you can't, it's almost like you can't convince them otherwise. So I just kind of wanted to throw in my two cents there on that. You know, I don't know.
Well, you know, here's a quick salient observation that anybody can make. Well, let's go on the assumption that it's true. Trump is actually in charge or still in charge, right? Do you like what you see? Okay.
Well, no.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't like it at all. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, everybody, I don't think there's any fix in this mess. I really don't. I don't think that we haven't done anything to try to fix the elections. And even if we did, I don't think we're going to get anything. If Trump runs again, which I'm sure he will, I don't think we're going to. He's going to make a big difference. I would like to see if maybe Bobby Kennedy, actually, a lot of people think I'm a big Trump supporter, but I like what Bobby Kennedy's been saying. He's telling the truth about the losses over there in Ukraine, the lives, and he's telling the truth about the vaccines. He's kind of far out maybe on some other areas, but I kind of like him. But, you know, I would like to see, I don't know if you guys know who General McGregor is, but I wouldn't mind seeing him. Bobby Kennedy and McGregor ticket. You know, I think they're both seem to be truth tellers anyway. But that's we're
not
going to see.
You know, Charlie.
That.
I don't know if you caught though the article I mentioned just this morning on my show or midday. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is saying he wants a law to punish global warming skeptics.
Yes, I've heard about this.
And what we've mentioned about the racial component that Lerman brought up, as far as anyone from anything that could get progress on the anti-white agenda would continue at pretty much the pace of Biden, more or less, with string pullers behind another Democrat.
Yeah,
I don't know if he'd be any different, but I mean, well, let's hear from
Richard. I wanted to comment on that real quick because I was going to bring that up. I had heard about this and I knew he made these, or I thought he made these comments, but I wanted to know if it was verified that he actually made those things. And if he feels that way, he's as Looney Tunes as they all are. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Why can't we get somebody up here out there that's got common sense? Anyway, I'll listen for the comment. Yeah, thanks.
Lerman?
Well, I feel like, and not to pick on the gentleman, but I feel like he's not been listening. The reason you can't get someone with common sense, quote unquote, is because this system is not meant to serve your interests. It's intended to manage you. See, everyone in America, like it or not, you're all part of an involuntary life support system for the world's 20 million Jews. Face it, you've lost. You are paying. You will keep paying until you reconceptualize your role in history. You don't live in a country. If you consider yourself an American, you must understand, for Americans to survive, America must die. I know people don't like hearing that, but he himself said, the caller before him said, I don't see how we fix it, quote unquote. That's kind of like a red carpet invitation to just do everything I mentioned earlier vis-a-vis the Declaration of Independence and saying, it's time to let loose these shackles, baby. It's time to let's flip this board game over and start something new. That's what it comes down to. And they never let you do it because they've coalesced power around this fake and gay dichotomy called democracy, where you get to pretend you vote and they get to pretend to give you what you need. That's all it is.
Next caller, we have JR in Georgia. JR, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Opportunity. I would like a definition of what the gentleman just spoke of as is America must die. He just stated it not 30 seconds ago. I just wrote it down. I would like a definition of what his definition of the country dying is.
The governmental system you all hate. So let's take your average leftist, and you can enumerate tons of things that Democrats want. You could talk about labor rights and single-payer health care. And then the answer is, you're not getting those things, libtard, quote-unquote. And then you take someone on the right and you say, enumerate all the things you hate. Well, I don't like these banker bailouts, and I think Hollywood's full of trash, and I don't like the way these girls are getting on that page where they show their titties for money. No one likes any of this stuff, but it keeps going and going and growing and expanding because it isn't for you. That's why it has to go. Any system that continues whatever this is truly your enemy. I mean, talk about, it couldn't be more obvious what our enemy is. And it's the current modern day American system. And it's not really America's fault. It's not Americans' fault. You've been subverted. You've been tricked. Every step we've taken, every time your good intentions go to the polls, they're subverted by some nonsense. Maybe you vote for what you want. Maybe it even wins. And then some judge just undoes it all. This is not for you. This is not going to work for anyone. This is no way to run a government.
Well, I truly believe this. I may be incorrect. I may be off the scale. But it's a white saint, white Anglo-Saxon male who's made himself subject to the Jew over the past 70 years now, almost 80 years, since World War II.
Way longer than that.
All right. Are you going to witness now? Because we got to maybe.
That's what's happened to this country.
It's up to Richard. It's up to Richard, I suppose, to. Anyway.
The white Anglo-Saxon has bent over, grabbed his ankles for 70 years now. I do.
Way longer than that.
Trump. Pardon?
Yeah, longer than that.
It's way longer than 70 years. Nobody's bending over, okay? The problem is this, is they're suffering under an illusion, a delusion, okay? They're deluded into thinking, just as Davis has articulated and just as I've been saying, they think that what they're doing is something that they are, empowered to do as their participation, okay? But George Carlin couldn't have said it any more clear. Anybody has seen his routines. God rest his soul. He said it over and over again, and he said it very clearly, okay, that you have owners, okay? They own you. They own you, and they own the politicians, and they own the corporations, and they own the elections. You know, that's it. So we can't nonviolence.
Guess what? We're allowed to not like it.
Yeah, exactly. We're allowed to talk about it. See, here's the thing. There is a nonviolent way out. Unfortunately, it's never going to happen, okay? The nonviolent way out is to stop cooperating, okay? A general strike would be good. Stop going to work, okay? Stop using major bank credit cards.
Yes.
Yeah. Stop paying your mortgage.
Go ahead.
You know? I was going to say, stop paying your income tax. Stop paying your mortgage. Stop paying your credit card bills. Stop using major credit cards. All these things would indeed accelerate the collapse of the system. But Americans in general are consumers, and they like comfort. And I get it. I like comfort, too. But guess what? I don't do all those things I just suggested.
Yeah. Okay? And let's not confuse, by the way, Paul. Let's not confuse, and this caller, let's not confuse liking what someone says with thinking they're going to represent you. I mean, this is where we really get twisted up and confused. I mean, Robert Kennedy, this poor guy, I don't know what it is with his voice. I don't know his exact medical condition, but I'm sorry to say, but this dude in any communication post of any sort, far be it from president, would just kind of confuse people. I think it's hard to understand Biden. I mean, this guy, no offense, what he says, a lot of it's very good, but he just won't say this government who can't fill potholes and can't serve you and your children wants you to allow them to centrally plan your biology. Are you nuts? That's all he has to say.
Right. Right. I know the music. We'll be right back. Stick around, folks.
In the world about threatening live virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Back here on the National Intel Report, Richard Carey, Paul in California, and Davis Lerman. Going to the next caller, we have Francis in North Carolina. Francis, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, fellas. Oh, what isn't on my mind? Are you kidding? Well, first I'll start off with, I cannot believe the blasphemy I'm hearing at the last 15, 20 minutes about oh, this and that and how things are going on with the government and how people are being suckered into it and so forth, how blasphemous to the innocent ears of the everyday person that's working to pay their taxes and everything else and going to the poll and vote for the lesser of two evils and yada, yada, yada. I apologize, but I had to throw that in there just for poops and giggles because, quite frankly, I just never thought I'd ever hear anybody say that. It just cracked me up no end. But seriously, a lot of what I heard was very true at Tilla's discussing. And quite frankly, you know what was really interesting? I'm reminded of the film The Matrix that was back in early 2000 or whatever year it was that it came out with. And then the second and third final part of the whole series. It was hysterical. So I think, yeah, people are definitely connected to the Matrix, all right, because they are in a mass illusion or hallucination or whatever the case is, and they saw that hook, line, and sinker, and have not broken out of it yet, for that matter. So, of course, the one thing that really got me was kind of ironic was when you have in that film the last human village of Zion, where it's warm in the center of the earth and so forth, and she's are trying to go in to murder them and so forth. Then I hear in everyday discussion, well, Zionists are bad, Zionists are good, or whatever. I'm thinking, well, how does this parallel with that film? Or is that more psychological mind control?
Mm-hmm.
That was an interesting response.
I've got a pretty dry sense of humor, but I couldn't quite make out what was going on at the beginning there. Don't know if I'm being rebuked or if the what was...
No. I'm just making a very bad funny.
Oh, right, yes. Well, yeah, it's so funny. It's tragic. It's tragically funny. This is what the great Greek tragedies are all about. It's sort of like, oh, we see it all coming, and yet, you know, here we are,
exactly.
Trapped in... This is the nature of the human condition, and it's not going to... Frankly, that's not going to change anytime soon, the human condition. But, you know, we're allowed to say, this is nonsense, it's got to stop. We're allowed to say, this doesn't represent me. We're allowed to say, we are being subject... We're being required, really, to participate in a life support system for people who hate us. And
right.
I'm tired of it. I'd rather not. And frankly, people like, you know, Kennedy or Trump or anything, none of these people are going to fix your problem. How do we know this? They haven't yet. How do we know it's not just the matter of will and all? Well, because policy is one of the most powerful instruments a government has. Look at the masking policy. You can say what you want about how people were upset about it. Some were dying on the no-mask hill. But most people complied. And you know why? Because government policy is an incredibly powerful instrument. Policy with funding practically mandates it. So your government could fix literally anything tomorrow. You're tired of your grandmother getting late-night calls from telemarketers trying to trick her into giving her her credit card number? Well, your government could go to the trunk lines of the phone and stop all of these offshore calls. They don't, because they don't care about you. They don't like your grandmother. They don't care about your grandmother. Frankly, they hope she dies,
right.
And on her way out, they make a lot of money on her. That's really all they want.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, too, because, again, you know, you don't think the Indian government can crack down on these call centers that are essentially stealing the retirement savings of gullible older women? You know, they could do it in a minute if they wanted to.
That's right. And fix it all.
When it comes down to it, in a nutshell, no matter how they do it or where they do it or when they do it, they want the everyday person dead, period, in a nutshell.
Right. Well, after a while, right? It'd be nice if they could, you know, make sure you have some kids. You know, they need someone to molest. After all, this is how the trans people reproduce through abuse. This is how they do it. Unless they're able to, you know, touch up on little kids, they're going to run out of trans advocates and people like that. So they got to have that. And then maybe you'll get sick along the way, get real fat and bloated. Maybe your foot falls off. They don't mind all that as long as eventually your tired, old, useless ass is dead. But they sure want to make some money on you on the way out, because this is a predatory system. It's not for you. It's not for you. Get it through your heads.
You know, I'm Paul? So glad you said that, because, you know, that's actually the very, very sadly the truth about the matter. And a lot of people don't like to wake up from that. I mean, you literally have to give them a slap in the face. They snap out of it. Like Sherry did with,
And Francis? Francis, before you go, I don't want you to have a lime coconut Corona margarita. I want you to have a Bud Light.
Nice. No. I'll hang.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you, Francis. I appreciate your call. We'll be right back. Stick around, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Like a king, he leaned his shopping cart against the wall. He said, I've been a lot of places and I've seen a lot of things, but Sonny, I've seen one thing beats them all.
And we are back here on the National Intel Report. Richard Carey filling in for William Rapillum on his regular Wednesday slot, here with Paul in California and Davis Lerman. Going back to the phones, next up, so we have, Paul?
Quickly, Richard, if you don't mind, I want to just do a little curb stomping of RFK Jr., okay? It won't take long. A lot of people can have a positive opinion based upon they perceive that his heart is in the right place, okay? And, of course, he's made his bones taking on corporate polluters, okay? He's won many judgments. He has, in the past, gone after some vaccine manufacturers, and in the past, there have been judgments against many of these companies. But has it done any good? Has it stopped them? Okay? The other thing about RFK Jr. is he's a cuck and a race traitor, okay? He is not explicitly pro-white. Now, one of the reasons Trump was popular is because he was implicitly pro-white, or so we thought. But we need to be done with anybody that isn't explicitly racially conscious pro-white.
because this is indeed a racial war that's being waged against us. You can look at the vaccine from that point of view as a compromise of our blood. The Germans understood well the importance of blood, the importance of race, and that's what they're doing. Okay? RFK would never address that. All right? And the other thing that you know, everybody needs to know about him is he comes from the billionaire class. And I honestly, I'm sorry, but I don't see any of our rescuers coming from the billionaire class or the multi-millionaire class, and that's what he's a part of. And the other thing about him is he is not anti-vax, and he has said so. He's got a problem with the COVID vaccine and maybe some of the others, but he has said many, many times he's not anti-vax. In fact, he said he's pro-vax. So I have a problem with that, because anybody that looks into this and this history can quickly conclude all the way back to the very beginning, it might not have originated as explicitly Jewish, but it wasn't long before the Jews took it over and exploited us. And it's not just bad science or flawed science. It isn't science at all. It's basically voodoo, witchcraft, Jew poisoning. And there's many great websites, articles, and videos about this online. And I would recommend for anybody the book Shattering Illusions by Suzanne Humphreys. She covers most of the basics. And you can also read the works and hear video of Dr. Andrew Wakefield, among others. He was early on against the so-called autism, right? So there's a great series of articles, this will be the end of it, on National Vanguard called The Three Roberts, where John Massaro, who has written a book called Will Vaccines Be the End of Us? I have not read the book, but I intend to. But he wrote a series of articles, The Three Roberts, which is Robert Gallo, Robert Malone, and Robert Kennedy Jr., all of which have elements of fraud in them and their work. So again, let's be done with RFK Jr. He's not going to help us or save us, and I don't think politically he's really viable, but he's the Kennedy name. That's why he's being thrown out there. Thanks for hearing.
Yes, of course. And it's aggrandizement, and in case people don't realize, what is the benefit? Because people often wonder this, like, what possible motivation would someone have for running for an office when they know they're not going to win it? You know, like, why does Loomer run around in Florida, you know, pretending she might win a seat? It's because when you're running and you get that big war chest of donations, you get to spend that on all your everyday activities and even invest it in things that might further your campaign. So these are the ways that they keep the bulk of it. But imagine you were running for something in your local area, and now suddenly you turn half your house into a campaign office. Now that's paid for by the war chest. Then your car, well, that becomes the campaign vehicle, so that's paid for out of the war chest. You see where I'm going with this? This is why they do it. It's just money making. Just like Trump doesn't care if he wins. He doesn't care if he wins. He's running to make money. Because now when he flies around on a jet, it's paid for by the war chest. This is how it works. He doesn't care if he wins. Why do you?
Yep. Good stuff. Callers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have more callers. A few. Rick in Arizona is next. Rick, hey, thanks for calling. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I'll give Bobby Kennedy the benefit of the doubt. As far as King, you know, you'd be surprised how many people or how many followers somebody could have on YouTube that talks like King. I mean, there's people on YouTube that you never even heard of. Got 80,000 viewers when they talk about this Q stuff and Trump still in charge.
It's true.
I mean, I'm just like, King is just trying to make money and expand his reader base. He's a latecomer to this. He never talked about this a year ago. I mean, I bought Mike King's books and I like Mike King, but you know, this little stunt that he's pulling off, you know, I'll just give him the benefit of the doubt too for a while because he needs to make money. He's taking advantage of a huge base of people out there that believe this crap. I mean, so that's what he's doing. And, you know, you guys talk about Bobby Kennedy. Well, you know, he's 70 years old. He never ran for political office. And you better believe he knows the Jews whacked his family.
Okay, yeah, so I didn't trash him necessarily.
I'll take that guy well over what's coming up. I mean, look, you got to play politics in this world. Bobby Kennedy is probably not as vax jammed as you think he is. But there's a lot of politics to be played, and he's got a lot of things to look out for if he's going to come into this race. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Quick. I do believe. Okay, look, you guys do make sense that he comes from the rich people's class.
I don't know
I don't know what benefit of the doubt means, but I'm not giving anybody benefit of the doubt. And no, that's the problem. Playing politics is why we're here. We need to stop playing politics and bashing in heads.
How many people can you count that are going to go your way right now?
You probably can't find 500. What I'm just saying is right now, the situation that we're in, we're way outnumbered. And I guess I'm just saying I'll just take the benefit of the doubt on Kennedy. Thanks for taking the call.
Well, here, Lorman.
Go ahead, David.
Okay, great. Sorry, I thought you were done a moment ago, Paul. It's the only reason I stomped on
I was done.
So, yeah, what I was going to say is, so let's say we lead with the assumption of you got to play politics. Now, I'm saying that might be part of the problem, conceptualizing your representation as you must play politics, quote unquote. This means a lot of different things to different people, but I think we all know what he means when he said that, right? So let's assume he's right. If Kennedy actually cared about representing you and making real change happen, he would take all that money and he would go find the perfect candidate and he would feed that candidate key populist points seeded with his kind of peculiar takes on things. And that's how he can get his agenda through and actually get something done. Like I said, imagine instead of, and again, I'm not trashing Kennedy. I'm not kicking this guy when he's down. I feel bad about his voice. But it's a lot to take. Why would he do this to people? Sitting through listening to anything he says is like sandpaper on the ears. He could have just, again, found a partnership and a candidate who really could win.
Right.
Josh Hawley, maybe, or something like that. And imagine if Josh Hawley or someone like Josh Hawley's got a lot of problems. Let's say someone like a Josh Hawley sitting with Kennedy next to him. They've collaborated on talking points, saying things like, instead of this big, long dissertation that Americans can't retain nor care about vaccines and all, just have someone speak to the American people, say, listen, you know your government is incapable of delivering mail on time. They can't fill potholes. They can't even educate our students. Kids come out, they can't read. That we're, instead of reading, writing, arithmetic, they're teaching them trans stuff because it's easier. Math is hard. They don't want to teach your kids math. So why on God's earth would you think that this government, who is so incapable of serving anything you want, it's great at serving others, but anything you want, why would you trust them to centrally plan your child's biology? No, thank you. That's all that needs to be said. But he's not about winning. He's about platforming so he can sell books and get all that war chest money, because then it gets a lot of stuff paid for. I hate to say it. That's what it appears to be. Otherwise, he'd do something that would actually win.
Well, again, so I just want to just quickly say, so I don't disagree with any of that. I would not have been so lengthy in my response. And I think it's important to, before we get so far afield, to define what plain politics means. And you guys tell me quickly, yes or no, if you agree or disagree. To me, plain politics means not naming the Jew, okay? Not naming the enemy. That's plain politics. Not telling the truth about the Federal Reserve, like Ron Paul. Well, we need to audit the Federal Reserve, really, without ever telling us who it is behind the Federal Reserve and exactly what is the problem with this system. You know, he never really enunciated it. That's politics. Plain politics means never telling the real truth. So I'm sorry, but I'm done with, quote, plain politics.
Hey, Paul, that would be a great show. Just open the phones and say, you've heard the expression, you gotta play politics. What does that mean to you? I guarantee we would have amazing responses and no two are even alike.
Alrighty. And again, nothing but respect for the work RFK Jr. has done. He's done a lot of work in his life and probably a lot of good work. And his voice condition is something that he had. He spoke on it one time about some sort of a disease or infection he once had. It's permanent. There's nothing he can do about it. But again, I think it's a dead end within the system, reforming the system, as both of us, and especially you, Davis, made clear in the first hour. I can't see any way, shape, or form that's ever going to occur with the current people in power.
And I'm sorry that's the way it is, and I hate being the, you know, like bearer of bad news, but I admit no one wants to hear it. Copium is a lot sweeter. Copium or Q-tard stuff. Boy, that's a great distraction. I can imagine feeling a lot better if I could just believe Donald Trump would come in and fix everything this time. But I don't know. I just can't make myself that stupid. I probably have to hit my head with a hammer a few more times. Maybe then I could convince myself.
Well, we have to move on with callers. But thank you for your call. Jim in Montana is next. Jim, welcome. What's on your mind?
Actually, this is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And I can't believe what I'm hearing on this network right now. The White Hats have it all in control, Paul.
Okay. We get the picture. I mean, you know, making fun of the man's mental condition is in very poor taste, of course.
Yeah, I'm not interested in doing that. Yeah.
A little humor's okay.
So sorry. Go.
You got anything to say? Let's move on, Richard. If he doesn't have anything to say.
Yeah, we can go to the. All right. Yeah, he said what he wanted. It seems like, and we can go to the next one up. Andy in Texas. Andy, welcome. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, gentlemen, it's fantastic. I just talked to you at noon or somewhere near noon or getting to Richard. No, we already seen what BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street have done to us, okay? They own everything. If you really rode downtown, you would see McDonald's would say Vanguard, Burger King would say BlackRock, Macy's would say State Street. All this stuff, they've renamed everything. These people own everything. So the fact that they own everything, that's why they don't care if they go awoke with Budweiser, because they own Budweiser. They don't care if they go awoke with Disneyland, because they own Disneyland. These people are playing a big, major role in our lives right now. They're trying to depict us. We're all thinking of these people as individual companies, but they're all combined together and stuff. They are working us like we're a couple of whores on the end of a street. You know, they're the pimp to all of us. They're doing this just verbatim. It's just like, what? And here we are, we're accepting this stuff. And then again, you got everything that's going on. Look at Tucker Carlson. He just got fired from Fox. And I said this earlier, Richard. He's owned by BlackRock and Vanguard. They own it. All these people are CEOs. All these people, you know, George Soros, he's a CEO. Bill Gates is the CEO. Donald Trump is a CEO. Mr. Tesla, he's a CEO. They're all CEOs, you know, chief executive officers. They don't own anything. And so here we find ourselves in the position where Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street, and let's go with a couple more, but I'm not going to name them. There is a couple I could name, but we'll go with them because they're the big ones. $22 trillion worth of assets and stuff. And when you realize $1 trillion and what that is worth, you know, $999,999,999,999 plus one, what?
Okay.
That's a lot of flipping money. So having said that.
I was going to say, let me slip in a quick point, okay, to bring this so more digestible, all right? The National Socialists and Hitler spoke about this, wrote about it, and predicted it, okay? And I know that BlackRock and Vanguard mean certain things to certain people, but to me it's just another, you know, manifestation of big Jew, a big Jewish power, big Jewish money.
Yes.
And I think it's important to keep in mind, they don't really have this wealth. They possess a temporary influence and hold over us, but they never earn this money. And I don't think you can really categorize it as creating it. They essentially have usurped money and power. That's what they do. A great word with a great definition. All they do and all they've ever done is usurped power and usurped money. And now we can see them. We know them by their fruit. Okay, go ahead, Andy. Thanks.
So think about this as an interview. Bill Gates interviewed. George Soros interviewed. Elon Musk interviewed. Donald Trump interviewed. They're all interviewed. and they pass the interviews. So these guys go to the computer chips, and they start punching in on the card. Yeah, you got millions of dollars. You got millions of dollars. Because they want you to do a certain thing. This isn't something where Bill Gates made $1 billion on computers and stuff. That was IBM and other stuff, and we don't need to go into that. But the point is that this was all programmed. Everything that we're going through right now is totally programmed. They knew that someday they're going to have to depopulate us. And right now they have discovered that this is the time they want to do it. That's why we came up with Agenda 21. Now, everybody thinks it meant 2021. No, Agenda 21 was the 21st century. Agenda 2030 is their real flipping mark. That's what they want to hit. You know, and in 2025, they were supposed to be owning the weather. That was the last thing I heard about, you know, the weather.
Okay.
Was they supposed to own
it? Yeah.
So listen, we do have another caller, but I want to react briefly, and I want to just tell people this is exactly why I do what I do, and I've been accused of, quote, Fed posting, okay? I'm known as the guy who walked a very fine line and even been accused of so-called Fed posting because we have to get it in our minds that these people – who have usurped, who have stolen, who have done all the things, cheated, conned, deceived, lied, poisoned. These people are never going to voluntarily walk away from their current level of power and control, and they will never allow us to buy it from them, no matter how much money we conjure up. They'll never sell their interest or control, and they'll never voluntarily say, you know, we've had our fun messing around with you. Here's your country back. That will never happen. So therefore, what is left to us?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Andy.
Okay, thank you for your call. And yes, we'll go to the final caller. Unless you had, Davis, anything to add.
Yeah, just something real quick. So he's quite right about this phenomenon of the get woke, go broke business. You know, this is like, honestly, this is another sort of hilarious cope that the right has. It should really be called Get Woke, Go Cope. It's like telling the right this fiction. Budweiser is not going to go broke. Okay, they own 100+ brands. Do you understand this? That's called diversification. There comes a point where you own so much of the market share and have penetrated the market so deeply and made distribution agreements that literally make it impossible for some of these beer distributorships to stop getting Budweiser because they're also getting Corona, Stella beer. They're getting there's a beer called Antarctica, Brahma, Skol. I mean, it's endless. Not to mention they're in chips. You know, just having a big chunk of Doritos, you're going to make them go broke because you stop drinking Bud Light? Grow a brain.
Well put, I must say. We have one more caller, Marcus in Idaho. Marcus, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, gentlemen. I want to say that I'm not a fan of RFK. I like his ideas, but can't listen to him. I can't see him doing the State of the Union address. But you were stating that his against vaccines things. What I have to say is, are you guys against dogs getting vaccines? Because personally, I am. I think the pharmaceutical industry is a terrible avenue, and they're destroying dogs as well as.
I would extend it to cats and livestock as well. And the livestock, who knows how that's affecting us eating it? But a lot of cat lovers as well out there. I like cats and dogs myself. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, and when you think of the cancer rates that have skyrocketed over the last 20, 30 years, that's all of people putting their pets on, giving them the vaccines for this and that. And it's just like, I lost a lab. She is 11 years old. She shouldn't have died at 11. I think it's the vaccines that were given to her, that I gave to her. Unfortunately, I had to do that to take her from Hawaii over to the mainland, but that's something that, you know, no one's talking about is the vaccines with animals, too. This pharmaceutical business is antithetical against life, not just human life.
I've never had to consider this question, and now that I have, I realize I don't have to, because lucky for all of us, see, Albert Bourla, the head of Pfizer, thank God, lucky for all of us, he's a veterinarian, okay? Now, I'm certain that all of the veterinarian shots for canines and felines, I'm sure they're all perfectly safe. Because after all, the veterinarian known as Albert Bourla, he created this great vaccine under Pfizer. It's not actually a vaccine, but whatever. It's sort of like a prophylaxis, I guess, whatever. And it's all going to be okay. It's not the vaccine's fault that your dog died. And those lumpy tumors on my dog that made its heart give out and I had to watch it suffer and die, exactly. It's probably my fault for feeding it. I don't know. Somehow it's my fault. I'm sure they'd convince us all. You see, you could have done better. This is what it always comes back to.
And I'm sure you're not being facetious on this matter.
Oh, no, I'm being sure quite facetious. I don't have to think about it because there's nothing I could do about it. If I can barely stop injections going into the children I care about, I'm sorry to say it's a whole other thing to try to stop dogs and cats getting shots now. I mean, I'm sorry to say. I would love it to stop, but, boy, I mean, that's maybe a hundredth on the list. No offense.
And the same thing with big agriculture with the livestock as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem. I've got a bunch of puppies to sell, and everybody's going to ask me, have they got their shots? And I'm going to say no. I don't believe in that. And they're going to say,
right. Luxury. That's a luxury most people have. Most people don't have, because they need to take them to a veterinarian, and they're required by their licensure to make sure they're all vaccinated. You know the deal.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah, I know. I just said, yeah, you have that luxury, and very good for you. That's not most people's situation, so... Anywho.
Yeah.
Okay, well, no, good points. Thank you, Marcus. All right, well, Paul, is there anything you'd like to mention as we close out here?
I'm actually doing a little business at the bank, so let's end the show. Thanks for having me.
Ah, great. I can summarize if you don't mind, Richard.
Please, Davis.
Okay, great. So now I've made it a habit of sort of advocating for something positive that would make your life better at the end. This is not like a personal advice. I certainly don't give like health advice or personal advice at that level, but I think people would find this fulfilling and maybe a little less frustrating. I've noticed when I look around at, especially lately, it seems, is a real push. Historical perspective is being warped by a lot of misrepresentation. Just challenge yourself to do the following. Go read what you can about, let's say, World War I, and try to summarize it for yourself in like two or three sentences. If you can't do that, you still don't understand how World War I started. Do the same for World War II. Try to do all of that. It's a lot of fun. And if, for example, along the way, you may find that reading a certain favorite uncle's book is considered nasty-wasty, why don't you do some searches in that book and you'll find out that what they said he said he didn't actually say. And then it gets really inquisitive and it can make your life more fulfilling to say like, oh, I see, I'm not alone. This has been going on a long time. Everyone's been lied to all the time. We just need to be able to say it.
Oh, very well put. Well, thanks for joining us tonight, Davis.
Great.
All right, folks, well, please support the station to keep all this free speech alive. Have a good night. Cheers.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly.
cows, too.
Ezoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.